Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 18, 1950, the colonial secretary met with the Legislative Council, today known as the Senate, to discuss the matter of erecting a new hospital at the 56 acres of government-owned land at Waterford, intended to replace the Barbados General Hospital. The wheels of the project had started to turn since 1943, when approval had been sought from the Secretary of State for the Colonies and the Legislature. However, 7 years later, no decision had been reached regarding the building of the hospital. Neither was there any concrete proposals for the further utilization of the land at Waterford. Movement on the project had become stagnant. Therefore, this meeting was intended to administer an injection of ideas toward activating the systems that had inflicted the project and caused it to grind to a halt. At the time the decision was made to purchase the site, approval had been given by Sir Rupert Bradcliffe, medical advisor to the lender, and also by the hospital board, albeit by a very narrow margin. Waterford was deemed as an ideal site for the hospital. However, Dr. Weatherhead, who was the chief medical officer at the time, had raised concerns that establishing the hospital on this site could expose the island's water supply to contamination, as the sinking of septic tanks for the disposal of sewage could affect the water supply. Mr. George Pyle, a leading planter and landowner in the St. George Valley, reiterated these points of concern because if this project were to come to fruition, he was of the view that all these points should be investigated before any decision was made. By the end of the meeting, the colonial secretary proposed that although the intended purpose of purchase had not yet been fulfilled, it could still come to pass, and so government should retain ownership of the land. On this day, July the 18th, 1950, officials debated the relocation of the operations of the Barbados General Hospital to Waterford. Sometime later, the plans for the Waterford Hospital were shelved in favor of the site at Martindale's Road.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.